2 years ago, Raymond Lee Freiberg purchased 5 guns from a local sporting goods store. Last year, his son Jaden took one of those guns to Marysville-Pilchuck High School and shot 4 students to death. Then he killed himself. Today, the FBI charged Raymond Lee Freiberg for illegal gun purchases. Federal prosecutors allege Freiberg lied that he was eligible to buy those guns, and the federal background check database didn't catch it. Laura Cuttoletta is a senior staff attorney at the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence in San Francisco. They support universal background checks. She told KUOW's Marcy Silman, this case illustrates a bigger problem with the federal background check database.
And the problem is that many states have historically not sent records to the FBI for inclusion in the database. The federal government can't require that states do that. All the federal government can do is encourage states to do that. And so it's up to each individual state to enact laws that mandate that these records be sent to the FBI.
So those are legal criminal background. What else is missing from the federal database?
The biggest gap that we've identified is mental health records. And this really came to light after the Virginia Tech shooting. And tragically, the shooter in that case would have been prevented due to mental health records from possessing a firearm. But because Virginia had not sent the relevant records to the FBI, he was able to legally purchase a gun after a background check because the record wasn't there.
What do you know about the records that Washington State is sending to the federal database at this point?
Well, as far as mental health records, Washington State has actually been doing pretty well. There is a mandatory reporting requirement in Washington State that requires courts to send mental health records to the FBI within 3 days, and many records have been sent by Washington State. So it's actually not one of the states in the bottom. Washington is actually towards the top of the list.
Washington voters did pass a universal background check measure, but if this national system itself is flawed, how much are universal background checks going to help prevent illegal gun sales?
Well, background checks are absolutely fundamental to public safety. Without background checks, there's almost no other firearm safety measure that we can enforce. Let's say you sent every state sent every record to the FBI without background checks. It's completely useless.
So you are obviously in support of universal background checks, a federal database. What right to privacy do people who purchase guns have?
Well, every single one of these laws that I'm talking about in every state has some element in it that's already written into the law to protect the privacy of individuals. So this information is not to be used outside of the purpose of a background check. It cannot be shared. Generally, it's to be used by the FBI solely for background checks for firearms purchase.
You mentioned Virginia Tech and how much that had spurred states to send more information to the federal government. What kind of impact do you think that this Marysville, Washington case will have on what states do or do not send in the future?
I think it will renew the efforts by states that are already trying to work on this, and I think it will hopefully wake up states that maybe still aren't doing this. And I think eventually it really gets to the point where people just can't take it anymore, and it leads to people speaking out, talking to their legislators. People are just fed up with weak gun laws across the country, and this is a perfect example of something that really needs to be strengthened.
Laura Cuttoletta is a senior staff attorney at the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. She talked with KUOW's Marcy Silman.